Hello, Mayor.
We're in pretty good shape. We've played, some good strong footy in the last 3 weeks. So I suppose, you can't do much more than what we've done tonight, which gives us an opportunity. We've set out from the start of the year to be a part of the finals, and we're clearly going to be a part of the finals, and we're going to play a final here at Adelaide Oval, which is exciting, and for all our people to turn up and rock the house again.
The reason why best 3 weeks in a long time since you won three in a row comes after one of your worst ever results?
I talked about today before the game that the showdown result, we were terrible and we owned it and everything else, but we're not that bad and the opposition are not that good. But on a night like that, it just looked like that, didn't it? And we probably good for us. Knew a really big sting, which in Adelaide, you don't get any bigger sting than that. Yeah, no, they've been really honest all year, and that's what I think. We've had a couple of poor performances this year, there's no doubt. We've had two really poor performances that we were very, very unhappy with outside that. And each time we have responded pretty well. So credit to the boys for the way they've gone about it and, stuck to the task. And as I said, from the start of the year to now, we're always going to get better, because we've changed a lot and we've worked really hard to change some stuff, and we're still working on that today. Again this week we'll be doing the same things. We're trying to improve the team right to the end.
What changed at quarter time? Was it a case of Gold Coast playing so poorly, or did you change things?
No, not too much. We just probably didn't hit the scoreboard. We still had pretty good control of the game in the first quarter. We just weren't able to hit the scoreboard. But I think eventually you're going to break through when you get that much opportunity. And they were trying to defend deep in their back half for probably more than they would have liked to, and we were able to then hit the scoreboard in the second half. And when you're away from home, your last game, you haven't got much to play for. From their point of view, it can get on top of you pretty quick.
So what's the trick to getting across so many numbers behind the ball?
Oh, for us.
The second quarter, like they just put
them on. I know that game. We've done a lot of work on all that. Because our conversion has been the area of our game that we've probably been least satisfied with. And we still know that it's got some room to go, but it's growing. I think that's the key. Again, it's a really young part of our team when you look at it tonight again. Charlie's out there, and obviously Robbie, but the rest of it's really young. We've played Boak in that front half a lot this year, and we've got great results from that. But we've also put Marshall and Johnson and Sam Gray and Need and Impey at times. So it's been quite a young part of our team, which I'm really pleased with.
You have to stress the need to stay process focused, given what Sydney did. I think you needed a win by 12 goals. Is there a danger of getting
scoreboard focus? Yeah, well, it was really good because we talked about it before the game. We talked about what was it, okay, this was going on, this is what's going to happen. What we needed to control was the way we played, and we weren't, it's easy to say now, but we weren't worried about where we ended up. We're more worried about how we got there. And tonight we played what we talk about, that hot style of football that we need to play to stand up in the finals, and you have to play who you have to play in the last round. You don't get a choice.
Did you mention the Sydney game?
Yeah, we did. I actually mentioned, we just talked about it, because you can't deny what's obvious, and the boys know. And even at three-quarter time, the conversation was, okay, well, we need to hold Gold Coast under 16 points in this quarter. That was the challenge. It was the first thing that was on the board. We had to do that. So that can build pressure, but I reckon it builds resilience myself too. You talk about the facts, and they were able to do it.
Will you watch closer tomorrow now, and does it worry
you
where you finish up?
Well, easy answer. Yeah, it worries me.
Yeah.
Because it worries everyone if you get an opportunity to be top four. But no, I won't watch it I'm desperate to see what goes on in that game. I'll be more worried about what we're planning and how but we're really on the front foot already. We've done, all our preparation and planning, luckily enough, has been done a week or two ago because we knew we were going to play finals. So, yeah, we'll watch it absolutely with interest because we know what the outcomes can be. It can be a home final here, or it can be a showdown final.
How much would you love a bit of retribution that on the Crows?
I don't know. If you can promise me the result.
Phil, I suppose, and test yourself from how far you've come from 3 weeks ago to where you are.
Yeah, we weren't, as I said, we weren't that far away 3 weeks ago. The way we played, we looked like we're that far away. If you look at both the showdown, let's not get distracted by the showdown. Let's just worry about what we can do.
Probably the only aspect where Port fans are pretty nervous tonight, Ken, was when Chad Wingard came off in that third term and obviously went back on the ground. He's all good.
Yeah, no, he's fine. His foot got stood on, which not his ankle, which is the most important thing. He'll be fine. He went back on the ground. We actually had the conversation. He said, no, look, I'm fine. Went out there and played okay. So,
Ken, you touched on the young players in your board line. You got young players all over the ground, really.
how much faith do you have in them come finals time? Like, obviously, there'll be big decisions to make in selection. They're in the team the last round of the year. How do you look at that?
Yeah, well, I always talk about, you know, and I talk about the game that, you know, we've played pretty well in the last couple of, or last 3 weeks with those people in the side, so they get first look at it, but we'll also be mindful enough to know that, you know, the Magpies play another game next week and we've got to pick the best team to win the first final, you know, and help us progress right through the final. So, you know, you're in the side, it's a great spot to be, but there's no guarantees.
Ken, 14-8, so 10-12 last year, I know. Remains to be seen what happens in finals where you play first week, but just a reflection on the minor round.
Yeah, look, from our point of view, you know, we perform really strongly this year. We've had a couple of poor games and really proud of the boys, the way they've gone about it. You know, there's an enormous amount of pressure on us as a football club at the start of the year, so there should be, to return ourselves to the finals. And we had to make some bold moves through the pre-season and, you know, we've been able to get back to where we want to be, and now we want to make the most of that opportunity because you miss not being a part of September.
Ken, because it's so raw, that group that you put out there, how much do you value finals experience? Because the line ball call it selection.
I think I just add it all up, Rooch. I add up what we need in the team more than perhaps what you've either done or haven't done in the team. It's more about how we want to look and what we want to play like, and finals experience. Just experience overall is important, I think, you know, for anyone. But it's also, you've got to get experience into some of those younger boys too, and it's a great opportunity for them too, maybe in front of them. So I'm probably not going to say much about it other than we'll take a bit of time now and research, look at it closely, see who the opposition actually are, and then make some calls.
Getting Sam Gray, 6 goals. It's been a great story this year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Given his history, where he's come from, Magpies.
Oh, it's great for our footy club, and it's part of what we set out to do and what we still continually try to do. And even today with the Magpies, we've seen the boys play Robbie Young and you know, see Tommy Gray, Sam's younger brother, play as well. So we see that. We see Louis Sharab. We set out to try and have a program that encourages young people to be a part of the Magpies, to give themselves a chance to chase the dream. And, you know, Sam's one of our originals. We look forward to having the next couple come through if they're prepared to come and do the work.
Just projecting forward a bit, Ken. Is Broadbent your main injury worry?
Yeah, he played today. Yeah, so he's fine. He's playing.
Yeah,
got through today okay. As far as, I haven't spoke to him tonight, but he's got through the game and we've pulled up clean again through tonight's game. So, yeah, we're in a really healthy position. That's obviously why all those selections and questions come up, because you've got everyone available.
Is it Broadbent one that you still need to know it's like 2-3 days afterwards because of the way it's played
up? Probably. Yeah, probably, but more so 2 games afterwards, I reckon, because a good opportunity now. He gets to play next week, because he's played today as well, and that gives us a great chance to get 2 games of football back into him and see how he's looking and how he plays. But, you know, again, we've got some great depth because of the way they're playing.
Does he play next week, even if your first AFL final is on Thursday or Friday night?
Yeah, their decisions again we'll make after we know exactly, because that's the only change to that. We would prefer everyone to play that's possibly capable of playing next week that hasn't played tonight.
Do you have a preference to when you play in the finals?
No, I just love playing in the finals. I'll play every night of the week if you ask me to.
Do you think Paddy Ryder should be all Australian?
I won't comment because it's unfair, because I coach him, so I love the way they play as a team. I've said this before, Paddy's played pretty well all year. That's all I know, and I think it's Wednesday or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's going to find out and we can stop asking the question.
I know it's only early, but the preparation for the finals by next week. Any thoughts on what to do next weekend?
Yeah, we've planned through that, Ash. We've gone through that a fair bit. You know, we're really well drilled on that. You know, I was talking to Burjo again yesterday with, you know, what that looks like, you know, again, because he's still involved with us and doing his bit with the boys, with Ian and Stewie, who are running the show at the moment. You know, we're really well prepared for what that looks like. Hopefully we get it right, because you don't know. That's the trouble when you're first time in it. Some clubs have had some experience last year at doing it, so they know what to do a bit better than us, perhaps.
So Burjo comes back to the club next week, the week after?
Yeah, he'll be back around the club. Next Wednesday, I reckon it is. Comes back for 4 or 5 days, but he's, you know, he's pretty busy. He's going okay, I think, with his current role. So he's it'll be good to see him back. You know, he's been really supportive through that period of time that he's been away, helping us make sure we stay on course. And clearly, the boys who are steering the boat now, they're going okay at it.
When we're doing you say 4 or 5. He's not here for the whole final series, just for like.
No, he's only here for a few. He's here for about, as I said, 4 or 5 days, yeah. 6 days maybe. But he's going to come back and just make, you know, basically just have a look at how things have gone and give the boys, I'd imagine all he'd be doing is giving the boys a pat on the back for how well they've done.
Ken, what's the level in the past 3 weeks for?
Pressure. You know, I think, again, we've been able to perform pretty high, and I said that to the boys. We, we're pretty recognisable when we're playing well. You know, you see the pressure building on the opposition when we're playing really well, and it's coming at them from all angles. And I think that's what you notice about when we're in good form, we've got that going.
Like all clubs have experienced, you had a pretty tough year last year. So how do you feel about making the finals this year?
Oh, it's really, I'm super proud of the club. And the boys, the way they've gone about it, because, you know, pressure gets on top of everyone at some stage, and it hasn't got on top of us. We've been able to stick the course. We've had a really strong year. We've had great support from everyone, our members and everyone through the football world. And within the club, we've had a real clear direction of what we've been trying to do, and we haven't let it get too badly damaged at any stage throughout the year. And that's what I'm really proud of. We've stayed the course.
Ken, when it's a blowout game like that one, what would you want us to take note of Port Adelaide rather than take note of Gold Coast, where people can say they were attendance at the end of the season, nothing to play for? Maybe we get a misguided view on what Port was about tonight.
Yeah, well, you can't. I can't tell you how to view it or not to view it. I can just say that I was pleased with the way my team performed tonight, and that's probably the only thing I can comment on, really. It's we had a job to do, and we got the job done.
But are the things about the way you went about it that stand out regardless of who you were playing?
Yeah, that's what I said before. I think when you see us pressuring really strongly and tackling and doing the things that we do, and I think that's when you know we're going to play our best football, and we have some great energy. And, you know, when we're ripping in after the opposition, we've got great energy usually.
So there is value to you in that game tonight?
Oh, yeah, no, it's no doubt about that. We take away an enormous amount of confirmation about what we've been doing over the last, not just the last 3 or 4 weeks, but over the last 22 games.
Thank you very much. Thank you.